Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now back to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
I like this. In the past on Tuesdays, I do this on my own. So I get ready for the week early anyways on my own. So having it like this kind of just helps me do it with the coaches now.
Ah, that's Chris Harris saying he likes this new schedule. Nikki Jabala joins us. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How did this new schedule go over today? What do you think? It's something different.
For the players or the media?
Well, we'll start with the players, and then we'll get to your horrid life in a little bit, but for the players.
I do think they like it. I mean, before Tuesdays were their off days, but they were never really off, fully off. Like Chris said, they were kind of doing their own thing, but they also had, the charitable events that they would do or appearances. So they were always involved in some way. So it just kind of rearranges what they were already doing during the week, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's got to be weird for a guy like Chris Harris, a guy that's played a number of years with having – the Mondays as a day. Do they like having the game film? Because I'm sure they went over that today. Do they like having the game film hanging over them for a day?
That's a good question. I don't know that specifically. We haven't asked that regarding the schedule, but I think in some ways it's a good reset for them mentally, especially after a game like Sunday, where a lot of them were down and pretty upset about the ending and the game as a whole, that, it forces them to just kind of not think about it, put it away, don't think about it, and then regroup on Tuesday. So, I guess some would like to be able to go back and look at the tape, but they have their tablets. I mean, and I think if they wanted to access anything, they certainly can.
Yeah, but from the coach, I prefer to get the yelling out of the way by my position coach as quick as possible. I wouldn't want it hanging over me.
That's fair. I'm sure the schedule doesn't go over well with everybody. I don't know that there is a schedule that would appease, the masses, but for the most part, guys seem to like the adjustments Vic has made.
Is Jake Rogers, is he a permanent fixture now on the roster? I know they added him on Saturday. They cut Corey Levin, re-added him back to the practice squad today. Is Jake Rogers, long for the, or once Juwan James is healthy, is he back to practice squad?
Well, that's what we'll have to see is what are they doing when Juwan is healthy? And, then do they consider benching Bowles if he continues to have these penalties and doesn't play well, and replace him with Elijah Wilkinson? So we'll see. It's still unclear how far away Juwan James is. They said a couple weeks at least. When we saw him the day after the Oakland game, so last Tuesday, he was in the locker room on crutches wearing a pretty large brace over his leg. So it's supposedly just a sprain, but that could take time. So whether it's Jake Rogers or somebody else they bring in as a backup, they're going to have somebody there, and it may not be the long-term option, be it as a backup or, future starter.
Were they pleased with Elijah Wilkinson, how he played?
Yeah, I think for the most part. I mean, they knew he was going up against, probably the best front seven in the league, and he had to take on Khalil Mack a number of times. It wasn't perfect, nor was the Oakland game perfect, but I think for the most part, they felt pretty good about how he did.
How's the how are Garrett Bowles' teammates reacting to just all the other noise about Garrett Bowles? I mean, are they going into some sort of protective mode about him, or what is the deal with that? We heard Emmanuel Sanders talk about it today, like, hey, man, you got to clean things up that have been going on for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. No, and I think that's, how most of the guys regard it. I mean, when Emmanuel was on your show in the offseason, he kind of said a similar thing. He was pretty honest about it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to get it together. And I think if you remember back in the offseason, Ron Leary was pretty candid about wanting to stay at right guard, and last year the coaches wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him in part because they wanted, you know, that stable presence next to Garrett Bowles at left guard. But, you know, it was very clear that Ron, who arrived in Denver as a left guard, was, you know, got moved his first year, wanted to stay after getting moved. I thought that was pretty telling. So, yeah, I think after 2 years, all the guys, you know, they're basically saying you got to figure it out. And I think a lot of the reason they're saying that is, you know, maybe because of things we're not able to see behind the scenes, you know, or after we leave at practice, because the media are only allowed to view the early portion of individuals. You know, how is he taking to the coaching? I mean, Vic said he's got to listen better to the teachings. So I don't know if that's a more persistent problem with him, if the teammates feel like they've talked to him quite a bit and they don't feel like he's retaining the information, or but you know, he's got to figure it out. First round pick, year three, he's got to figure it out.
All right, Nikki, last year, did you have a feeling, a vibe, that Demaryius Thomas was going to be traded? And if so, how far in front of the deal did you get that feeling?
Yeah, I mean, once it got closer, certainly felt like they would probably do something. There's kind of always been those rumors around DT for, I'd say, probably, you know, last season certainly, but the season before, there's, you know, there was always more talk about his drops than his production, and you wonder if they would pull the trigger on that.
The reason I'm going there is I'm wondering
if there's going to be the same for, like, a Garrett Bowles situation.
Anybody. Yeah. Is there a vibe out there right now that sort of reminds you of what you felt before DT got dealt?
No, not yet. Not yet. That's not to say it won't as the deadline nears, which is, what, the end of October? So not yet. I mean, the depth is concerning. It's been concerning since day one of OTAs. But whether they would make a big move with a starter, I don't get that feeling yet. It's not to say it won't happen, but I don't get that feeling yet.
Thank you, Nikki. Nikki Jabalo from The Athletic, our Broncos insider, brought to you by N Credit Union. Better rates, better fees. Hot Take Tuesday, killer prize. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.